This seance was recorded on June the 17th, 1960. Medium Leslie Flint. Sitters, the Mill Hill Group and daughter Margaret.
Humour. I'm very pleased. I like to see everyone happy and excited. You know, yeah. So much better than being depressed and unhappy.
Oh, very seldom we're depressed, you know.
And yet you are often caused to be depressed.
Oh, well, we can accept it.
How is this circle?
I'm happy with it.
How is this circle?
Well, I think making very good progress.
I think it is going very nicely. It is slow, perhaps, but it is making good progress. We are getting results.
Well, Monday night, I think we did.
I'm sure of it.
Oh, yes,
I think we are making real progress. We are very happy about this album.
It was a wonderful
album. But I'm sorry you are not going to Italy.
Yes, I am.
But there is still another year.
Yes, there is. Yes.
You will go in the spring.
Yes. I think there's more hope then. You know, I can see the way clear to do that. With you behind them, shall I?
It is my desire that you should go.
Yes.
And I know that you will. Mm-hmm. And I hope it will be that all of you can go.
Yes, that would even be better.
George will have to work overtime.
Oh, oh my God. I'll try to get another day in the week so I don't work 8 days a week instead of seven.
No.
Still, I've thought of something else I'll get over there, Rudy.
What is that?
Instead of going into the Olympic Games now, I'm going to start physical culture, and I can advertise it. But anybody can have a body like mine, man.
Gladly.
You mean you will have a course for people how not to have a body?
No, how to have a body like I've got. Do you know, of course, it costs a lot of these fat people quite a lot of money to get down my size, wouldn't it?
It would cost you quite a bit to put the weight on.
Oh, dear.
No, they are. What does it matter, as long as you are fit and well, whether you are thin? It is what you are inside that matters, as a person, as a character, not so much as to whether you are fat, thin, or what.
And do you think we are doing better?
I don't think I know. We are making excellent progress. We are very happy about it. I only wish it were possible that I could have made it possible in some way for you to go.
Twitter. I don't know.
It is not possible. It is not my fault. I can't help it.
Yeah.
All of us here do what we can for you as best we can, but there are many things we cannot do as much as we would desire to do them. It is beyond our power and control.
Rudy, what about the person you said you wanted us to meet? That was last July, and then I was taken ill, and it may have put things out a bit, but is that still coming along?
Eventually, but not at the moment. It isn't possible.
It isn't.
But perhaps it is, you know. I think I should explain to you, in case you don't know already, that it is very difficult for us, you know, to always be certain as to time.
Yes.
Time is something that we have no control over, we are not sure about it. It is very difficult to say with certainty, maybe 3 months, 6 months. Sometimes we think, and we have reason to think, it may be in the autumn or the summer, as the case may be, but it could be the following year, which is very disappointing from your point of view, and ours too, but the prophecy in regard to time is always a chancy thing, always very difficult thing for us, you know.
Yeah.
Tonight's very good, the conditions are excellent.
I know.
Can you hear me?
Yes,
I'm very conscious, you know, of the fact that when I come, I do not seem not to be able to satisfy myself. I feel restricted in a kind of way. Perhaps it is that I am over anxious and worried in a sense too much about it that I want to pass so much through to you. But
yes, I
do as best I can, but I get inclined to get rather excited, which is very foolish.
Do you? I haven't noticed it.
You probably don't notice it, but I am conscious of it, just as it.
Anyway, I like it a bit like that. More you.
You have a good sleep on Monday nights.
Who, me?
Yes, you, George.
Oh, that's good. Now we know whether I go to sleep or go into trance, don't we?
Well, it is both.
You let the cat out of the bag, now I go to sleep.
Well, whether you go to sleep as you understand it or whether you go into a kind of trance condition, much the same, we are able to draw power from you. But I am quite sure that you soon wake up as something begin to happen.
Oh yes, I should be awake, but I don't know what it is, really.
Powers. We have great power from up here.
Well, I'm almost certain I heard you speak on
Well. I shall, and I continue to try, and others too, not only me, there are many other people. I am only one of many, you know, it is natural, I suppose, in a way that you think of me chiefly, but I would remind you that I am only one of many, many people. I don't want you to think only of me.
No, but it sounded like your voice on London.
Well,
it sounded like Mother.
Your mama, she is always there. When you sit among these and other souls that you know, many that you do not know, all come together in love and in harmony, all endeavoring to do our best. We know of your disappointments at times. We feel very keenly when you are sad or depressed, but we can only do our best. We do that to the best of our ability.
Well, you know, really, since you were telling us about past lives last time, you know, I've been reading a lot of Italian history and things like that.
Aha!
Aha! Am I right? I must bring my homework to be corrected, mustn't I, after all?
Well, your homework.
You wouldn't expect me just to say, oh yes, and put it to one side, not try and find out anything now, would you?
But you know, there was a period in my life when I was a member of the Borgia family.
Yes.
But not Lucretia.
Oh, no. Who was?
What did you say?
I said, who was?
You.
Yes. And you? Alfonso?
Yes. So, but this is a long time ago.
I know it's a long time ago, but I want naturally to know it.
At one time we have a very interesting history in Florence. But that is a long time ago.
Well, it doesn't matter how long
ago. In Florence there was great excitement, great interest. We have an extraordinary career. I was very interested in art. You were too. The family quarrels and all the upsets, you know, we have learned from these things.
We
have. Thank goodness.
I hope so.
Sometimes you must wonder why you have to come back.
Yes.
How many people do?
Yes.
They don't see the reason often, they don't see the purpose, especially when their lives do not run according to the pattern which they desire or think it should be. We cannot always choose. Sometimes it is chosen for us.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we choose to come back because we feel it's an essential. Sometimes it is requested that we return to do a certain work. You know, there are many things which I cannot explain because I do not know how. There are no words that I can think of that will explain certain aspects of life and experience. But I can say this, that there is a reason and a purpose that you are there. There's a reason and a purpose that my work is finished, that is, from the point of view of returning in a physical body. But I, of course, I'm interested from this side to assist and to help. But you know, I have tried to help many ways, different times, and I still continue through various people. We must remember that we who come from this side, we are endeavoring to help the whole of humanity. There are some souls that are sensitive, there are some souls that are instruments, others whom we can work through in other ways of the mind rather than perhaps more physical or psychic, if you understand the meaning of the term, but where we can influence, I put it like that, where we can influence, we do influence. It is very difficult sometimes, but we try very hard. But with your little group, there is such love, such harmony, such peace. Besides, you are old souls, you have come together for this work, and eventually the fruition of it will be of great value, not only to you yourselves, but to others. This I feel sure. And when our book, maybe even books, are written, it will arouse great interest and help many people. You see, I feel the desire very strongly to give to the world illumination of the mind and of the spirit, to show them the way and the path and the light. And through you, I can do this, I feel sure. Of course, I know from your point of view at times it is distressing that we don't seem to make greater headway, but we must remember that there have been difficulties and obstacles. They have not been your fault, they have not been ours, they have been circumstances beyond our control. But now everything seems to be harmonious, everything as we desire it. Physically, you are all fit and well. I think in mental unison there is a greater peace and tranquility, a greater assurance. In fact, the conditions now are very conducive and we are very much more assured in our own minds and hearts that we shall achieve what we set out to do. Disturbing elements have been removed. I do not want you to misunderstand this. I do not want you to think when I say this that I consider that anyone is bad.
No.
You know, but there are conditions which create in your own mind and in your own lives uncertainty, cause you to feel distress, feel you to be irritated and so on, which are very bad for your personal lives, quite apart from the circle.
Yes.
And it has been difficult, but you've come through and we, well, have made changes. which I think are beneficial to you all. There's a greater calm and peace, and I'm sure that you will sense and feel things much more keenly, and imagine we shall be able to speak as we have promised. Don't lose heart.
No, you can't do that, really, ever.
If you want to ask some questions.
Yes, Rudy, I'd like to ask a question. Have we all come back to do this job, the four of us?
Yes. But I think one should remember that many are chosen, but few succeed.
That's right.
To achieve. By this, what I'm trying to convey to you is that I have worked through other people, and from time to time I make contact through other people.
Yes.
Because we must remember that we who serve give ourselves completely in service and in love. There are those who we are able to tune in with, those who are nearer to us by various cords and ties and love and affection and past experience, those who perhaps have a specific or special work to do. But there are others that we are interested in, that we are anxious to work with or to serve if we can. You see, I do not only come to your group.
No.
But that does not mean to say, because I go elsewhere, that I neglect that which I'm endeavoring to do through you. What I'm trying to do, I'm trying to work through various people in various parts of the world, in various countries, to infiltrate truth, to give people, whatever their nationality or color, to make them realize their oneness with the divine, to make them realize that they're all part of God's purpose, that each individual can do something, can create in their own way and in their own condition, and even further afield, they can create this realization of unison, of peace and harmony. They can help to obliterate the evil forces that are around the world. We are endeavoring to bind together a vast group of souls that we might combat the evils in your world, to prevent all the tragedies which have in the past been the curse of mankind. We come with a message and a hope. We come with a realization of truth. We come to show the way that man might be uplifted and find the things of the Spirit, that he might be rejuvenated and find God in these things that we endeavor to do. This is a great work, and we are all bound together in this. Each one of us has a part to play, some more, some less, but each one is important, even the most humble. And it is, after all, only in humbleness of spirit that we achieve the greatness of our work. After all the great teachers, all the great philosophers, all the great seers, all the great souls, all realized the only way to true greatness of the mind and of the spirit was through humbleness. It is always, invariably, always, through those who are meek, those who are mild, those who are lowly, those who have little, in fact those oftentimes who are bereft of all the world's things, as the world sees it, that do the greatest works. All the great prophets and teachers, Christ, and all the great ones, whether it is St. Francis or others who come with our group to band together with you, all are lowly in estimate to themselves, but it is only when we realize that we must become lowly, it is only then that we can do the work. That is why it is difficult for us sometimes to enter into the harmony or the condition with some peoples in your world, because they are too egotistical. It is essential that you lose self, that you might gain the greater self. This is the only path. I do not think I can continue, but I give you my blessing, my love. Continue, my friends, in this great work. Know that we are God's servants, and that we do his bidding and his will among his children. I know that you will not fail. My love, my blessings to each one of you. Goodbye.
Goodbye,
God
bless you.
Thank you. Wonderful.
It is very difficult sometimes to find words. It is one of our biggest problems to know what words to use to depict the things which are of the Spirit, which are so far removed in essence and in truth from the things of the earth. But words in themselves have little meaning. We do not know. Whatever we have to give to you, we must bring down to some material level that you might grasp it. But what I think you do know, and what you do realize, which perhaps is as important, if not the most important thing, is that in your hearts you feel it, you know it. And it is this power, this tremendous vitality of life, which is the very spirit itself that makes this work possible, which helps you to uplift yourselves away from the mundane and depressing things of your life. These things which we try to do, these things which will, if understood and applied and put into practice in your world, will change man, change his outlook and his way of life, and bring a peace that the world has never yet found before. All this that we strive to do is for man's good. Each one of you are important. Each one of you play a part. You may feel insignificant. You may feel that you are not doing very much. But I say to you, the mere fact that you set aside the time that you do, that you give up to us that precious time, that we can link with you in harmony and in love, and that you strive in your daily lives to express these things that we give you, these in themselves are the proof. Those around and about you who are not yet familiar with this truth, they begin to become curious. They ask questions. They want to know. And you are able to help them and give them a little enlightenment. Let your light so shine, it has been said, that men might follow you. This I know you do. And if you could see the illumination in the little harmonious group when you sit together, it is so beautiful and so powerful. And I know that it will enable us to do great things. We are pleased. We are most happy with this effort. I think we have made great progress recently. Go forward, my friends. And know that we cannot fail, for that which we do is greater than ourselves. We are but the servants doing the will of the Master. Bless you.
Bless you, don't
bless you. Say right now what she says, you know.
Who is this, please?
George, how are you, boy?
Who is it?
Good, dear, dear, all the old familiar
faces. Is it Jim?
Yes, right.
Oh, bless the world. Well, I'm very pleased to see you.
I'm not. How are you, boy?
Well, it's been a long time.
Well, and how are you, Mrs.
All very well now, thank you.
And Joan.
Yeah.
And, of course, the little missy, she...
Margaret.
She's got her head full of all sorts of things, ain't you? Ah, it was a lovely age, isn't it? Dear, dear. Nothing like youth. Of course, time teaches you lessons and you grow a little wiser. Sometimes it does you good and sometimes it don't. I've seen some peculiar creatures, I tell you, in my time. Mm-hmm. They reach 60, they're worse than kids of 5. Anyway, you enjoy your life while you can, girl. Don't forget we'll be around watching on you, so look out. There's a lot to be said for it.
Yeah.
But she's got a lot of wisdom, that little head of hers. She may be a youngster, but she's got this truth as well, which will give her great help in the years to come. Mm-hmm. She's a lucky little girl.
Yes.
She's going to be a good actress too, I tell you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, you're taking a wise course there, girl. You'll get on in the world and make your name and be able to cough up a few quid for your parents.
That's what I want to do now.
Ah, you're a good girl. There's your boy, Len, aren't you?
Oh, he's out in New Zealand now.
Oh, let's hope he stays there.
No, he's on his way back now, actually. He'll probably be back. Next time we come down here, won't he?
He'll be with us, I hope, the next time we come down here. Oh, he's not a
bit. He'll be settling down.
I never said as how's the boy's bed. You said it, not me. I only said I hope he'd stay out there, which would be good for him.
Oh, no, we don't want that to happen.
I didn't mean for good, sausage.
No.
No, but he keeps writing back and asking us how we're getting along, you know. Well, I say keeps on. He's written one card since he's been away in 6 weeks. But he said he's asked about it. He also apologised to us for not being able to send some flowers to Castellaneta, didn't he?
Yeah. Oh, he thinks of all those things, you know.
He thinks of all those things.
I don't know how his work's getting on.
But when he's coming home, you know, he'll probably send even a nice bouquet of flowers and follow him behind, isn't
it? Yeah. Then arrive in a taxi.
That's right. Then he says to me, give him a drink. I'll never see it back, so I just give him a drink. And that's it, he's home again.
Another bad kid.
No, he's getting by, I think, now. It's in a way that
he used to get on your nerves a bit when he was
shocking,
in town. Well, he would never learn from us, you know.
He used to sort of get you in a proper 2x4, didn't he?
Telling me. Mm. I don't know why it is we clash on it, you know, if we're together too much.
Underneath,
isn't
he?
Oh, in many ways.
I thought you'd like
now
I was still around.
Yes,
I'd keep her around the old firm, you know.
Let's do it. Yeah.
You better know, Joan?
Yes, thank you, yes,
very
well.
That's good. And how's
Mort? Oh, I'm well, thank you.
Jim?
Struggling along, Jim.
Struggling, eh? He likes to struggle, any boy, eh?
Yeah. Sometimes you wonder what it's worth, you know.
You know, something's puzzling me. I'm thinking about Jim. I wonder if you could answer it. I mean, you take the incarnation. Now, you take Rudy's incarnation, shall we say the last one. He went through hell in some ways. You'd think that by the time he'd gone through about 18, you'd have gone through everything once. Why have you got to have the whole bench shoot again? Why do you have to keep on suffering?
Well, I think it's something that, after all, I don't think you can expect to go through life without suffering, even if it's your umpteenth one.
You
I
don't?
Think, no, I don't think it's...
And yet some people seem to, don't they?
Well, they seem to.
This time, you only see one, you don't
and
see
And maybe their first aunt incarnation. They're having a good beginning to start off with.
Yeah.
No, you've got to learn, mate. I can tell you a few things. One of these days I will make
will
you?
Yeah,
make your promise, you know. Yeah, all right, come. Anyway, all the best.
Bye. Yeah. Please, I'll meet you again, Jim.
God bless you.
Marshall, yeah.
Oh, lovely. Okay.
Well, how are you, Joe? Much
oh,
better.
Lovely, yes.
Good.
Wonderful, thank you.
Good. And how's George?
Oh, I'm very well, thank you.
That's right. Monty?
Oh, thank you.
Lynn?
Oh, fine, dear, thank
well,
you.
We've had a very nice session tonight.
Yes,
yeah, you have, haven't we?
It's been very nice indeed. Yes,
I had a lovely letter from Blanche. She told me I could call her that today.
Give her my love.
Oh,
yes. Peter sends his love.
Do what, love?
Tell her Peter sends his
love. Oh, I will. I'd love to do that.
All my love and blessings. Carry on the good work on Mondays. Good night.
Good night. God bless you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
See you anon.
Anon, yes.
I hope so.